Remain delusion sets in, Subri declares victory for Kook Party. By Jack Montgomery on May 27, 2019. Anti-Brexit politicians and commentators have begun interpreting the EU election results in creative ways in order to claim success. Arch-Remainer Anna Soubry, the MP for Leave voting Broxtowe who defected from the Tories to help found the Change UK. CUK, party of anti-Brexit centrists went so far as to declare victory, despite its signal failure to win even a single seat. Thank you to over 600,000 people who voted, Kook, she posted on Twitter. We have polled better than any genuinely new UK party, she insisted. We are at the beginning of changing British politics with hashtag Labour and the hashtag Conservatives in sharp decline. Soubry's assertion rather flies in the face of the fact that Nigel Farage's Brexit party, which won the election outright, was massively more successful, succeeding in galvanising much of the Leave vote in a way Kook had hoped to galvanise the Remain vote. The 62-year-old tried to explain this away by suggesting that the Brexit party was just a retread of Nigel Farage's long-standing, and therefore not genuinely new, apparently. But this overlooks the fact that Kook is itself comprised mainly of well-established MPs from the Tories and Labour, including former government ministers like herself. Remain-leaning mainstream media broadcasters have also sought creative interpretations of the results to downplay the Brexit party's lightning progress, with Sky's Adam Bolton, who previously described the party's ambition to be included in the Brexit talks as close to authoritarian fascism, adding up the votes of all the anti-Brexit parties plus Labour just for fun and suggesting that, in fact, the results show a proxy majority for staying in the European Union. Iraq War spinmaster Alistair Campbell struck a similar tone in his new role as regular anti-Brexit talking head, announcing he would be extolling the triumph of the Remain parties in the European elections on the BBC. There is a certain dubiousness to this interpretation. However, considering there are many reasons voters might be inclined to vote for some of the anti-Brexit parties besides their anti-Brexit stance, for example, around a third of Scottish National Party, SNP, voters are thought to have backed Brexit in 2016. But may have considered the party's support for separating Scotland from the United Kingdom ahead of its support for cancelling Brexit when casting their EU election ballots. Notably, the Remain parties failed utterly in their attempts to unite around a single candidate for the upcoming Peterborough by-election, with the Lib Dems and Greens both standing their own candidates and Kook forced to bow out of the contest. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.